Okay, we are up to Yud Dalid in Maamar Sheni, which is page 26. It's interesting in his discussion about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, where Yehuda Halevi is prone to poetic expressions in his poems. Here, it's not at all that way. It's sort of a new Welts, I forgot the German word for it, but a new Elton way.
Jones?
Yeah, how do you say that? it's a world outlook on the centrality of Eretz Yisrael to the world. So it's very interesting the way he writes about it. So we'll look at it and we'll see how he gets to it. Omar HaChover. Now, last we spoke, the king had asked the Chover, why he's talking about Eretz Yisrael. What has it got anything to do with Eretz Yisrael? The Nevuah has to do with God and people, and not the land in which one is found. Omar HaChover, so to that the Chover replies, Kavish nisnabe, lo nisnabe ki imba, anybody who said Nevuah only said Nevuah in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, or about Eretz Yisrael. Never unrelated to Eretz Yisrael. Hine. Nisnabe Avraham k'deshi yavar ba. The Nevuah that Avraham got in Chutz Laretz was Lech Lecha mi'artzecha el ha'aretz asherek, was to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'yecheskel v'daniel mi'paneha. Yecheskel said Nevuah in Chutz Laretz, and Daniel said Nevuah in Bavel. Mipaneha, they said Nevuah that related to it. Yecheskel Tzizi said Nevuah about the upcoming Churban. And Daniel actually said Nevuah about the Churban by Yesheni, about Mashiach's coming. Ukfar Hayunim Tsoim, now before I go further, I mentioned to you the other day about the difficulties, with Daniel being a Navi or not being a Navi, the contradictions in apparent contradictions in Gemara's. However, there is an idea that Nevuah cannot begin in Chutz Laretz, as he said here. And why did Yecheskel say Nevuah in Chutz Laretz? So there are two approaches. His approach is that Nevuah could be Chal in Chutz Laretz if it's in regard to Eretz Yisrael. The more commonly known approach, which Deitzin Echmad brings actually from the Medrash, is that if Nevuah is Chal in Eretz Yisrael, if someone achieves the level of a Navi while in Eretz Yisrael, it continues in Chutz Laretz. That's the second approach.
He gets to it later.
Now, the difference is to understand Yaina running away from Eretz Yisrael. Normally we say that Yaina ran away from Eretz Yisrael because Nevuah is Nachal in Chutz Laretz. Now, Bishlomo, according to this Biur, that in Chutz Laretz Nevuah can only come if it's about Eretz Yisrael. That's good. Nineveh was not Eretz Yisrael, so Yaina ran away, he wouldn't get Nevuah. But if you go with the approach that if Nevuah started in Eretz Yisrael, could continue in Chutz Laretz, it's very difficult to understand Yaina's plan in running away. And therefore that seems to be something of a difficulty.
Maybe it's not automatic.
The Nevuah was never automatic.
It's not automatic that he felt that if he leaves Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't have mistaken, that if he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he won't get the Nevuah and he won't be forced to do something that he felt would hurt the Chal Yisrael.
The question is what that cheshbon was. What you're saying is true. The question is what calculation he made. If the calculation was that Nevuah is not Chal Chutz Laretz, so that's good, unless you hold that it could continue a Chutz Laretz, then it's a problem there. At any rate, getting back to him, he says, Kvar ho'inim sam b'bayis rishin, v'ro b'ay ha'shchina, Daniel Yecheskel saw the shchina, shibimotze, ho'ya magia l'nevua, kol amucha lo'y me'as gula, which anybody who is open to the shchina could achieve nevua. Aval Adam. Now he goes back to Adam Arishin, and he retells the story of Adam and Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, all an Eretz Yisrael centered retelling of Chumash Bereishis. This is not what we heard in class. He says, Adam, he haisa admasai, uba meis kashikibalnu. Adam Rish lived in Eretz Yisrael his whole life. We know he died there because we have a Kabbalah. Kibim ma'ara arba zugais. Our Kabbalah is that the Maras Machpelah has four couples, Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. Anytime he says a chumish lufnei Hashem, he says that refers to Eretz Yisrael. Hanemar ole atamid, einei Hashem alakecha ba. So first of all, Adam lived in Eretz Yisrael. V'aleh anofla hakinna v'achem da min hevel v'kayin. B'tchila. What were hevel v'kayin fighting about? So like I said, it's a revisionist history. Hevel v'kayin were fighting over who would get Eretz Yisrael. That was their fight. K'sharotzu l'das, eze men harotzi liyais b'makam Adam uskulasei v'libai. Who's going to be in place of Adam, sort of the main family of Klal Yisrael, Limchal Esaretz, to get Eretz Yisrael. Did you ever hear that? That Hevel and Kayin were fighting over who would get Eretz Yisrael? Like, hey, you have only two human beings in the whole, two sons in the whole world, and they're already fighting over the Yerusha. You know, who's going to be Harshin, who's going to get Eretz Yisrael? Uli Yidavek Binyan Alakayin, the one who has Eretz Yisrael, has a connection to God. Yezulasai, and the second son will be Keklipa, will be a secondary. V'ira Mashi'ira Maharigas Hevel. And Kayin killed Hevel in his jealousy. And Nishar Kayin Ariri, or the Nishara Hamalchus Ariris. So now there was no son that could get the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, because Hevel was dead. And Kayin was a murderer. V'nemar v'yotza Kayin l'fnei Hashem. It's incredible. The Pasuk says, v'yotza Kayin l'fnei Hashem. Kayin left from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from in front of God, Kaviyachol, and so what does it mean? So he says it means he left Eretz Yisrael. He got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Shiyotze begurish me'aretz azayis, sheba haya, v'yanod v'nod v'aretz. Now the Pasuk makes a new sense. It says in the Chumash that after he killed him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would live, he was nod v'nod v'aretz, he was a wanderer. So we normally understand he was a wanderer, that was his punishment. So he's saying, no, the point was, he was removed from him the right to live in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he didn't have the place where he wanted to be. B'chei ne'mar b'yayna. V'yakam yayna levrayach tarshisha milifnei Hashem. So again, it says milifnei Hashem, meaning that from Eretz Yisrael. Milifnei Hashem is it. Lo'ybarach ki'im ha'makam ha'nevua. V'esha v'ayse olikim e'leha. And Hashem sent him back to Eretz Yisrael m'mei ha'doga v'niveba. So where did the fish spit Yaina out onto the land? So it's interesting, he says on the bottom, it must have been in Haifa, because that's where the port, that's where the ports are. So I guess they had the immigration set up there for when he came back. But the Kuzari says, that he got spit back into Eretz Yisrael. The fish trip was a trip back to Eretz Yisrael. Now listen to this. Kashanaylat Sheis, bin Musada. After Kayin kills Hevel, it says, he's born, Kamai Shamar, V'yoylid b'dmusay kitzalmai. It struck me, I never bothered asking the kasha, but I always read that after it's Adam gave birth to Sheis, b'dmusay kitzalmai, in the same form. Every human being is born in the same form. What does it mean, b'dmusay kitzalmai?
Rashi, I think, before that, he gave birth to Sheis.
Yeah, for 120 years. He touches b'dmusay kitzalmai, haya b'mkayn hevel. He took over now for Hevel as the one who would yarsh in Eretz Yisrael. K'mo Yishoa Amar, ki shos sheis li alikim zera acher tachas Hevel. So he was the one that was going to take over the inheritance, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael. V'ayorai shikari ben alikim ka'adam. And he was right to be called ben alikim, like Adam himself. V'zachal aretz ahi. And he got Eretz Yisrael. She madrega lamata gan Eden. Now here, the Yikanija Tait, madrega lamata gan Eden. It's a step less than gan Eden. Or, as he touches underneath, that it's under Gan Eden. We see Rishalayim Shalmata is Kedegi Rishalayim Shalmaila, so it's Lamata by Gan Eden. But either way, so that's what it's all about. Kain and Hevel are fighting over Eretz Yisrael, and Sheis gets it. For Olel, this Kanu Yitzchak v'Yishmael. I bet you didn't know this. That Yitzchak and Yishmael, what were they fighting about? They were fighting about who would inherit Eretz Yisrael. That's how he explains it.
Yeah.
Yitzchak ha'ikar b'leivu b'skul, it says. Yeah, the friction until it was given out was a friction over who would be the main Yairish of Avram. That's what he's saying. That's why Sarit said, chase him away.
Yeah.
Right? V'nitcha yishmael k'klipa, nitcha became secondary. Apish nema b'yini b'rachti yaisa, v'freisi yaisa, b'toiva ha'ilamis, even though yishmael was blessed, V'nema li Yitzchak, or be Yitzchak, and by Yitzchak he said, Yikar lecha Zara. Achakach, v'okim es b'risi es Yitzchak. What's the loimer? He dovak b'inyin alakai, v'atoy v'boilam abo. V'eli yishmol bris, v'loy leparsi, v'im hitzlichu. Not sure how that word fits in. Okay. Paloritz is it's not like Kinab and Yaakov Esav, but Bechayru Bebracha. And guess what? Yaakov and Esav were also fighting over Eretz Yisrael. Reading now from the bottom, Yizesh Akina Yaakov Esabcharek, Deshiyelo Yaretz Levadai. The Bechayru was going to get Eretz Yisrael. Why do you want the Bechayru? Rashi says he wanted to do the Avayit in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kuzari says he wanted to be the one to get Eretz Yisrael. So, Ad Shenitcha Esav, Im Cheskasim, Im Neyakov, Im Chlushasai. Even though Esav was strong, he got chased away, Neyakov, Im Chlushasai. Now it's interesting that both Yishmael and Esav, at the time that they go away from Yaakov and Yitzchak, it says that they leave. It says, by Yishmael, he was sent away, or the Bnei Keturah was sent away with gifts. And by Esav, it says that he went to Har Seir.
Right.
Yeah. Why did he have to travel? Why is it necessary? Why would they have to travel somewhere if they could have lived around the corner? But the whole point was Eretz Yisrael. So he says that's why they traveled. That's why they left. So this is an understanding of that original period of history, the forming of Klal Yisrael. The thing he doesn't talk about is Nayach. That's a difficult one. Was Nayach in Eretz Yisrael at any given time? Was he not in Eretz Yisrael? It would seem that he wasn't because...
came to Ararat.
More than that, but remember the Mabul didn't take place in Eretz Yisrael.
Mara
says there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems he's building up that everyone was fighting over Eretz Yisrael, and yet the great Nayach was not in Eretz Yisrael. So with the Eitz Nechmad in the bottom, he struggles to explain it. I'm not sure why it's absolutely necessary that every single person in Sefer Brachos would should want to live in Eretz Yisrael. You know, maybe Nayach's father just didn't live there. But he suggests that, on the contrary, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mabul was not in Eretz Yisrael, it was everywhere else, but the spillover is what lifted the boat up, and that's why when he sent out the Yaina was able to bring the leaves of a tree. There were no trees standing in the rest of the world. Only in Eretz Yisrael.
What happened to the
spillover killed them. The overflow of the water from the rest of the world is what killed them. It didn't rain there, but it flooded. Yeah, yeah.
But and Esau were really chased away, correct?
Esav certainly wasn't.
And
the Bnei Keturah weren't. It says Avram gave them gifts and sent them to a distant land.
So he sent them away.
Yeah, he sent them, it's true. He sent them away. Because Yitzchak was getting Eretz Yisrael. Because first Yitzchak and then Yaakov were going to get Eretz Yisrael. That's his point. Now, if it wasn't a fight over Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to know why they had to go to distant lands. Well, why didn't... Eretz Yisrael is big enough for two families. Like, I don't know, if Avram lived in Beersheba, why didn't he send them to Miron or something? Like, why did he have to go to China?
Maybe he only felt that should only be, there should be never a question about his children.
Well, what he's saying is because that's what the fight was about. The whole struggle was about who gets Eretz Yisrael. That's the point of the Kuzari. He's saying that's why he had to send them to a different land. The Kuzari is a source. Kuzari is a source.
Well, because...
Right.
He's over there, and he's going to die.
From the Avodah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
So where did he get it from?
It's a very good question. He gets it really from the fact that Vayelech al Eretz from the Yaakov Achiv, that he went to a different place, and he went to Har Seir, and that's where he gets it from. I think he gets it from his love of Eretz Yisrael, that's the truth. That's where it came from.
The
Archaim
says that
Esav
knew that Eretz Yisrael came with the
Shtachov,
the Shiva.
Yeah, but it's Eretz Yisrael. He says that the Klal Yisrael came with the Shtachov.
He didn't even
Okay. Yeah. He said, I don't want to work for 400 years and I don't want the reward. Right. That's what he said. He adds here, V'nevuas Yirmiyah b'mitzrayim ba'u ba'avura. Now these five words are of great consequence. The Nevuah of Yirmiyah in Egypt was both in Eretz Yisrael and about Eretz Yisrael. Now, about Eretz Yisrael, understand. What does it mean it was in Eretz Yisrael? So here, the Yotzer Nichmad has a very long arichus on a topic that I always find fascinating. Whenever I speak about it, people don't find it as fascinating as I do. And that is that Rashi in Chumash says, and he says, he repeats it in Yeshua, that the land of Eretz Yisrael goes till the Nile. The Nile. The Pasuk says, Ad Nahar Mitzrayim. Many understand that to mean the Wadi Al-Arish, which traces its line across the Sinai. But Rashi says it means to the Nile, which means that when Sharon took the army across the Suez, he was going into Eretz Yisrael on the other side, right, until the Nile is Eretz Yisrael. So to me, it's a very fascinating thing. Like, how could you say that till the Nile is Eretz Yisrael, which Shevet was going to get it? Like, who was going to get the 12 Shvatim had their Chalokim in Eretz Yisrael? Or who's going to get down to the Nile? So to that, my response is, that says Beferish in the Chumash, that it's north till Nahar Pras, to the Euphrates River. And they also never got to the Euphrates.
Can we draw horizontal lines?
Even if you draw horizontal lines, you still don't have...
It'll be Yehuda.
What?
It'll be Yehuda. If you draw horizontal lines, where the Shvatim are, you know, from right to left, from east to west.
Yehuda, yeah, but this is lower, this is south. You have to draw vertical lines. Right? How do you go down?
South.
South. So the way I understand it, and this is an idea that answers a number of questions in Ach, the Chumash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not going to capture the whole land in one shot. If you get too big a piece of land, you don't have enough inhabitants, the animals are going to take it over. So my understanding is that the plan from the very beginning was to capture the land as Klal Yisrael grew. We find that by Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan, which had a piece of land alongside the Mediterranean, ran out of land. And they're told to go up north, Midon Vaber Sheva. They captured Laish, a city up north, to extend their where the Shevet is. And Midon Vaber Sheva, to me, is a place I caught a tour guide who knew so much, you know, everything she said she knew, except whatever she didn't say, she didn't know. So she said from Don Be'er Sheva that Shevet Don was the northernmost Shevet. I said, told her, no, Don is on the Mediterranean. He said, no, Midon Be'er Sheva. I told her, you better check what it says in Navi, you know, because it's a misleading idea. The expression Midon Be'er Sheva is true. Now, Be'er Sheva is not the southernmost point, and it follows that Don is not the most northernmost point. But he has here a long arichus to endorse Rashi's view that that Egypt, at least north of the Nile, not south of the Nile, but until the Nile, is part of Eretz Yisrael. And it's not so much our topic, but it would make sense that somebody who had a tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael would want to make it as big as could be, you know, to stretch it to greater Israel. So it's a fascinating idea that Eretz Yisrael may stretch down into Africa. You know, it's a little piece of Europe, a little piece of Asia already. We get a little piece of Africa too. All right, next.